Learning from my peers. Learning from my peers. We all have the privilege, the opportunity, the ability to learn from our peers. But how? How do we go about learning from our peers? How do we go about learning from our peers? As we are saying constantly, we only learn from ourselves. We only learn from ourselves. Now, when peers are about us, doing their wonderful things, what do we see? We see an illustration of who we are. We see a reflection of who we are. We see an illustration of who we are. Now, if we look at our peers and we see that they are having a fantastic time or they're doing some interesting things, what are we seeing? What are we seeing as we look at our peers as they're having a good game of tennis, or as they're having a good conversation, or as they are being illumined, enlightened, as they are looking at the world about them, and the world about them is exciting and wonderful? We're looking at ourselves. We're looking at the very best that's within us. We're looking at the dreams and the ideals that are within us. That's what we're looking at. And as we're looking at these things, what are we seeing? We're seeing exactly who we are. We're seeing exactly who we are, and we find that very, very interesting. We find that very, very nice. Now, how do we learn from our peers? We learn from our peers by looking at those around us and seeing the beautiful things that they do. And if any of them are not doing anything beautiful, then we look back at ourselves and we see, why that reflection? Why is that a reflection coming back to me of this person doing something unkind? Why am I seeing that? In the process, we create our peers beautiful, wonderful, fabulous. We create our peers joyous, harmonious, magnificent. We create our peers as the most marvelous beings in the entire world. If for any instant we ever see our peer unlikely doing something that is not harmonious to our values, to our virtues, to our way of thinking, then we have to go back inside us to our own drawing board and review whatever it is that we saw our peer doing that was not likely, not something that we wanted to see done. Now, our peers are a perfect reflection of who we are. Our peers, by our choice, are a perfect reflection. We choose people in our world who are exactly like us. We choose people in our world who are beautiful and good. So when people are not doing beautiful and good things, they're not in our world. We do not include them in our universe, in our experience. We don't include them. We review them, and we see them doing beautiful things, or else we do not have them in our world. We do have the choice of having in our world beautiful people. It goes back to what Mother always said, you're known by the people you associate with. You're known by the people you associate with because those are your peers, those are your reflections, those are people who are just like you. And if you run around with children who are not very nice, then you're not very nice because that's just the way things are. That's just the way you are. That's just the way all is, because all the world is a reflection of who we are. And if the world is a beautiful world, a glorious world, a wonderful world, then that's what we are. But it's up to us to be that. It's up to us to know that. It's up to us to live that and experience that. It's up to us to enjoy that. Because if we don't enjoy that, if we don't live that, if we don't experience that, it's because we have not put that cause in motion, because we have not done our work. We have not chosen to follow through on being all that we are. Now, are you ready to follow through on being all that you are? Are you ready to follow through on being who you really are at the heart of yourself? Psychiatrists have the greatest incident of suicide in the world. And why is that? Because they listen to other people's problems and they want to hear it all. They want to know it all. And as they listen and hear it all, they put that in their consciousness. Now, if the first thing a psychiatrist would do would be to say to a person, what experience do you want to have? And then join with that person to guide them in helping to have the experience they want to have. What do we want to experience in our life? Do we want to experience the experiences that our peers are having? Then we associate with them. If we don't want to experience what our peers are having, then we recreate them in our consciousness and see them only good, see them only beautiful, see them only fabulous, see them only joyful, see them only magnificent, and so they will be. But it's a lot easier just to choose beautiful people to be in your world because you are a beautiful person. It's a lot less work. It's a lot less work for the psychiatrist if instead of saying, what's your problem, he'll say, what's your solution? What do you want to experience? What kind of a life would you like to have? And then they would tell him, and then he would work with them on building up that in their attitude, in their consciousness, in their thinking system of living that kind of life that they say they'd like to live. Do you have the ability to live the kind of life you say you'd like to live? Do you have the ability to be the type of person you'd like to be? Who are your peers? Your peers are the reflection of what's going on inside of you. Your peers are a reflection of that dramatic self of yourself, who you are. That's who your peers are. Now, do you want that? Do you want your peers to be like that? Do you want your peers to be a reflection of the highest and the best in the universe? Well, I would say that should be our choice. That should be our decision. But we have to make that decision. If a mother goes around telling her child, you're wonderful, you're fantastic, you're glorious, you're always so helpful, you're always such a lovely being, and that child will be helpful, lovely, and a joyous being. She could tell that to all of her children. And as she looks at all of her children and says, you're wonderful, you're fantastic, you're glorious, they will be that way. And the child will go around looking at other people in the child's world and say, you're wonderful, you're fantastic, you're glorious. And the peers will be that way because that's all the child has in its consciousness, in its experience, in its life. Yes. What do we learn from our peers? Our peers give us a reflection of who we are inside of ourselves. And if we like it, stay there, enjoy it. Remain in that lovely peer relationship. But if you don't like it, redesign them. Say the truth about them. You're wonderful, you're fantastic, you're joyous, you're wonderful. And watch them reveal their wonderful side, their joyous side, their fantastic side, just as your mom helps you to experience your fantastic side. You join in the world to find its fantastic side. This is what we all can do. This is what we all do. This is all that matters to any of us. Today, make this your claim to find in the world all the beauty that is there. Be the mother of your experience in your universe by saying, you're wonderful, you're fantastic, you're glorious, you're good. And Everything in your world will be wonderful, fantastic, glorious, and good. And know that is true now and forevermore. I love you so. I love you. I love you.